pot, a lot of fun. Timmy, yeah. Timmy, oh, yeah. What? Little lamb and with a lot of two legs.
Timmy time.
He's learned a lot. He's got a lot to learn. The whole run. The whole run. The whole run. He's got the whole run. All right. As I predicted, because I've been around the block before, these protesters have gotten onto the freeway. Will Kohlschreiber, do you know where that is? I can't tell if it's downtown, I think.
Yeah, downtown. 110 freeway, northbound lanes. I see a still photo from NBC4. I'm trying to find live video. But
I was watching it on Fox, and they had it live, but then they've gone away from the live. I think they went to get gas or something. I don't know.
Darn helicopters.
Yes, exactly. Well, you need to be run on solar or wind.
I wouldn't get in one, but yeah, sounds good. Northbound side of the 110 freeway at 5th Street is where this was or is. Certainly a disruption. It's jammed up from almost, certainly before the 10 on the northbound side.
So they've closed the freeway.
Yeah, at least it was closed, all lanes. I'm trying to work and see if...
Okay, since people listen half-assed, because, I'm a half-assed guy myself, what freeway and where?
The northbound 110 freeway. Okay. So that's the one that would take you from South LA up through Pasadena.
Okay.
It's not officially closed, but there are pictures coming out now of it, of people on bicycles and on their feet all over the freeway.
Excellent. Okay. All right. We'll keep an eye on that. And when it comes on Fox 11 News, we'll have it for you.
We just had a flash come over through the AP that said, oddly enough, I thought it was specifically for me, more than 100 people have taken over Foothill Boulevard, which is Route 66 through Claremont.
Oh, wow.
They've shut down that that big stretch of the road right through Claremont because people are protesting.
Is that right? Yeah. That's where people, when the 210's crowded, everyone jumps on Foothill.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always one of their outs.
Yeah, and that's over now.
Not today.
Oh, Bobo. All right. All right, we're keeping an eye on the protesters. They're protesting the overturning of Roe v. Wade. 5-4 decision.
6-3.
6-3? I thought it was 5-4?
6-3. All conservatives.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody's giving me bad information.
Yeah, who's
not? I don't know. All right, we're going to, what is, Channel 4. All right, let's go to Channel 4 then. What the hell, huh? I'm not loyal to 11.
Class women, poor women, women of color, they are taking to the streets to let elected officials know that they want the latest decision to change. The Supreme Court's latest decision allows...
Oh, yeah, they're on the freeway. Channel 4, Channel 4.
Laws. We do want to make it clear, in California, abortion will remain legal, but more than 20 states across the country could ban abortion entirely and, again, make it a crime. Reporting live in downtown Los Angeles this evening.
Northbound 110, as Will Kohlschreiber said, approaching the 101 freeway. Is where they are.
Let me be clear on the two votes that we were just talking about, 6-3, 5-4. The case that they were actually looking at was that was voted 6-3 was to uphold the Mississippi abortion ban. Mm. And then in addition to that, they overturned it with that, exactly as you said, the 5-4 vote to overturn.
Oh, I see. Okay. So we're both right.
Yeah.
Ding dong, man. Yeah. How often does that happen?
Yeah, right.
Where guys have two different sets of numbers and they're both right.
Yeah, go figure.
All right, now it looks like on Fox 11, let's flip over to Fox 11. It looks like they're going to be on the 110 North on the freeway, so all traffic is stopped. And it looks like they're taking the off ramp there and going onto the 101 South. If I have my freeways right, so it looks like 110 North to the 101 South. And now the highway patrol's got to get out there and get them off the freeway, right? Because you can protest, but you can't protest on the freeway. And by the way, you start to lose a lot of people who are on the fence when you jump on that freeway, and that's where you're protesting. You get a lot of publicity, right? The publicity's there. But, man, it was a lot of... All right, anyway, we got Fox on. We're watching Fox. We're watching Channel 4. And as soon as one of them is showing, oh, there he is. Okay, on Fox. I'm a couple of seconds behind you guys. All right, Fox, massive protests against the across the nation here. And it looks like the 110, let's pump up the volume here.
This is like the Berlin Wall coming down. Something they hoped and prayed would happen, but in their gut, they never thought
it would. Is this on Fox 11?
all those who claim Fox that Trump would be Fox bad News. For conservatism.
Yeah, no, and we got to go out of Fox 11. That's
step with
that's
the vast
Laura.
Majority of not just Americans, but even Californians. This
oh,
is
Crozier's
an issue
got it. Okay.
That brings up a lot of heat, a lot of tension. I was just at the Capitol in Sacramento on Wednesday. We had over 1,000 people in triple-digit heat for the second annual California March for Life. And it is absolutely true that there is there's a strong division of opinions on this.
That's right.
But
okay.
That's why I think
all right. So they're on the 110 North, and it looks like they're going to get on to the connector there to the 101 South. The 101 South. So if you're on the 101 South, you got to get by that the four level or the interchange real quick, or else you're going to be stuck in traffic for hours, perhaps, until the Highway Patrol can grab these guys and ace them off the freeway. So a lot of protesters, it's erupting all over the place. There's one poor Volkswagen that got caught there. I'm sitting in the middle of it. Yeah.
They're just not moving.
Oh, God. So the northbound 110 freeway is going to be jammed. Thank God there's not a Dodger game tonight because you'd never get there. And so we're going to keep an eye on it. It looks like the 110 northbound protesters are going to the 101 southbound. So if you're on the 101 southbound, be careful. You don't want to hit these guys. You know, you may not agree with what they're doing. You may agree with what they're doing. Who knows? But you don't want to hit any of these protesters, right? That's that could start a lot of bad vibes.
There's also a lot of people gathering at Hollywood and Highland
as
well.
All right, yeah. That was a big protest destination as well. And that's going to be a huge one, Hollywood and Highland. All right, it looks like, yes, southbound, 110 northbound to 101 southbound is the move here. And they're going by that apartment building when about 3 or 4 years ago that was completely burned to the ground. It was halfway finished, then somebody burned it to the ground. And that's the apartment they're passing by right now. So massive protests going on right now on the 110 freeway. It looks like all of the connectors are closed. So if you're on the 110 northbound, man, you're screwed
just
right now.
Stay away from downtown tonight.
Yeah, not the move tonight. If you can get out of town, get out of town. Or if you don't have to go to downtown Los Angeles, don't get down there. All right, Crozier, on lighter news. We'll talk about this maybe when we come back. I just looked at this Ocean City, Maryland. How come I never knew about
this? Telling you, man. It always fascinates me that more people don't know about it.
How
it's
does
gigantic.
Everyone not know about it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a billion times better than Atlantic City.
Absolutely. There's no casinos, mind you. But
right.
Atlantic City's just a half hour or an hour or something like that drive going up that coast.
Right. The only thing that I'll say negative is if we do ever have global warming that raises the sea level, all these poor people are done. It looks like they're all, you know, looking at water, you know, that's nearly in their backyard right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, is that beautiful. And how long does that go on for? Mile after mile, huh?
Yeah, it's a couple miles.
Wow.
It is, and it's a really super wide one. And it's an old school one, wood boardwalk.
And the beaches are huge.
Yeah, yeah, the beaches are gigantic. I was telling Jen that the other day. She says, because I got a place that's on the beach there, but I couldn't get a room that was facing the ocean to watch the sun come up on that side of the country.
Oh, that's great.
But she said, oh, that's okay. We'll just, you know, go down to the beach. And I was like, I don't know if you understand how long it takes to get from the boardwalk to the actual beach water part, because it's a long distance.
Right. You can watch the sunset, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be setting on the other side.
On the other side, yeah, because it's that Ocean City. It's a little peninsula.
Yes.
And it's not even, an eighth of a mile wide. So you literally walk to the other side, and it's the bay side.
It's spectacular.
You can see it go down. It's gorgeous.
It is unbelievable. All right, Temple Street and Hope Street is where the protesters are getting off the freeway, thank God. And then the Highland Hollywood protest is going to be huge. We'll keep an eye on all of these tonight. He responds to a single ad when he's married. And the single ad was put in the paper by his wife, right? And so he goes to meet her. And the woman that walks in, who he thinks is going to be this, you know, this hot new woman, turns out it's his wife. And then when she realizes that it's him responding to the ad and he realizes that she put the ad in, their response was, Oh, it's you. You know, like putting whipped cream on your finger and putting it on her nose. Like, oh, it's you.
my wife would not have that reaction.
It would be the end of it for me.
Well, would you have that reaction knowing she put out the first ad?
I don't know, man. But, man, I think that we both would grab pool cues, right? Whack! Wacko! But I couldn't imagine my wife's reaction. Oh, it's you. Oh, it's you.
Oh, you're so silly.
All right. Great, great song. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you found it, Steph Oosh, that promo. But there's a promo that runs on the station. And it's me showing my backpack to Matt Money Smith. Because I just got it from Ontario Airport. And it was beautiful. It's all these pockets in. I still use it today. And then he says, you think that's great? And he shows me his backpack, like the secret pockets and the place for your change and your cell phone and your keys and everything.
Look at that.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And at that moment, Shannon Farron walks by and goes, comparing purses, ladies, and just walks away, right? So I get a text from Shannon saying that never happened.
What?
And I'm like, well, I could show you where I was standing. I know exactly where it was, and I know what happened. So I said to, I wrote a text to Matt Money Smith, right? I'm like, hey, buddy, I said, you're not going to believe this. This is crazy. Here's the text I wrote to Matt Money Smith. I said, hey, quick question. Do you remember this? About 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was standing near the elevator door showing you my backpack, all the bells and whistles, and then you showed me your new backpack. At the exact moment, Shannon Farron walks by and says, comparing purses, ladies, and walks away. His response, LOL, I do not remember that. Isn't that wild?
What?
I mean, these are two people who have great memories. And they
got no backup.
And they don't, and neither one of them remember it.
Is it possible it was two other people?
No.
Wait, so Matt doesn't even remember the exchange between you and him?
No, does not at all. And I'm like, God almighty, man, that guy's got to get to a hospital stat.
Yeah, that would be a really weird thing for you to completely make up in your head and right. Very specific.
And why would I make it up? It's so insulting.
Yeah, right.
To me. Do you find it, Steph-ish? Okay. All right. It runs on the station. I don't know. I've not heard it, but Shannon obviously heard it because she's the one that texts me saying, hey, that never happened.
Maybe they didn't get to Clay yet.
No, it's run on the station. It runs
How long ago did this happen?
Yeah.
Oh, this happened like 7 years ago.
Uh-huh. Oh. It's not a current promo that's running.
No. The promo's running on the station.
We turned it in for a promo.
Yeah, because I told that story on like Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
And Clay turned it into a promo that runs on KFI. Mm. And Shan's like, that never happened. I'm like, it 100% happened.
Yeah. Foosh can find it now.
But you know what's so weird is that Shannon and Matt Money Smith both have like really great memories. I mean, Matt Money Smith probably knows 50,000 athletes that he could name, right? Maybe more. And Shannon Farron also has a great memory. And neither one of them remember. They both blocked it out of their memory. It's crazy, right? And then they're like, and then Shannon's like, well, you know, maybe just made that up. Like, oh,
you know,
why?
Now that I think about it, I've never seen Shannon with a purse.
Yeah, I don't think she owns one.
Yeah.
She's like everything in her pants, right?
Wallet? To me, it would make total sense that she would make a comment like that because she never carries a purse around.
Right. And she would look at it and try to, you know, to insult us.
Shannon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She would try to, like, if she saw Matt Money Smith and I, like, having a light moment, she would want to S on that. And and she did. By saying, hey, comparing purses, ladies? And didn't even break stride. Kept walking, right? Totally. Out through the elevator, whoosh, gone.
Totally Shannon.
Gone! Yeah, and you're right. It's 100% what Shannon Farron would say. That's 100%.
Especially calling you ladies. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, so it happened. So everyone can stick it. It definitely happened. I will go to my grave. I swear my life it happened. How about that? All right, we're live on KFI. We're watching, monitoring the protests all over Southern California. There's going to be a big one at Hollywood and Highland. If you want to join one of the bigger ones, you got to go to Hollywood and Highland. And that's where there's another big one downtown LA, but that's getting off the freeway, and the cops have wrangled that one. So Hollywood and Highland might be the best bet if you want to get into a big group, right? And there's going to be, and guys, there's going to be a lot of women there. Okay.
Are you and Matt Money Smith going to be there comparing purses?
But if you show up, guys, you got to be anti, you know, Roe Wade. You got to, you know, put on the whole run, you know. Don't go down there and, you know, with your MAGA hat on. But there's going to be a lot of chicks there. Keep an eye on the protest downtown Los Angeles. The big one, if you want to go to one of the bigger ones, is going to be in Hollywood and Highland. And from Fox 11 News is Alex Michelson. Alex, how you, bub?
Ding dong with you. Anything going on tonight, Tim?
No, a little light news night. Very light.
Oh, man.
Man,
wow.
I saw you.
What a night.
Fox is covering it downtown Los Angeles, doing a good job, you know, getting those shots from, what is that, the Air Fox, Fox Air? What do they call it?
Sky Fox.
Sky Fox, yeah. All right, Sky
Fox. It's Air 7 HD and Sky Fox.
Sky Fox. All right, excellent. But what do you hear down there? I mean, is the bigger protest going to be in Hollywood and Highland tonight? Is that where the party is?
Well, there's protests right now happening in both places. Yeah, I just got off the air a few minutes ago. We had protesters taking over the 110 freeway. We saw a big gathering happening in Hollywood. We were also covering a protest that was happening tonight in Redlands.
Oh.
I mean, there are different protests that are happening in all different places here in Southern California and all over the country. Because of what's happening with Roe v. Wade. And there's been basically constant protests happening in front of the Supreme Court itself in Washington
right.
all day as well. But
what is
downtown and Hollywood seem to be areas to avoid.
That's right. What about the one in Redlands? Is that anti-abortion, pro-life, pro-abortion?
It was organized by Planned Parenthood. So
by
it was,
Planned. Okay. Right.
You know, so pro-abortion
sure.
rights.
Right. But I haven't seen any of the other crew, you know, getting together and celebrating, you know, the people that that hate abortion and don't want it, you know, to
yeah.
be legal. But I guess you got to go to a red state for that, like a deep southern, you know, red state. But, man, that is a big decision. Do you think they purposely put it out on Friday you know, people have the weekend to sort of cool down?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised, though, that they put it out today because – usually what the court does is they save their most controversial decision for last. So that way they can get out of town.
Well, maybe there's one more controversial coming up.
But it's hard to – is there anything more controversial than this?
I don't think so.
I mean, this is as controversial as it gets. Although now, which is different, the court does their opinions virtually. They put it out on the computer. They don't sit there and read them out loud like they did before the pandemic. And so because of that, it may have changed their calculus a little bit. They don't necessarily have to be there to make this happen. We've seen those protests happening at the Supreme Court justices' homes for the last several weeks.
Oh, yes.
Some of them
got
really nasty and ugly.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what that's going to be like after this.
Well, they gave out the addresses of the Supreme Court justices on the Internet. I mean, I can look it up right now. Their home address.
Yeah, I hate that stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's horrible.
It really
I think
is.
Public officials, you know, whatever you think of what they do, people should be entitled to have a private life. People's families shouldn't be the subject of this sort of thing.
That's right.
There are effective ways to protest, and that does not seem to be the most effective way to get your message across or get what you want.
Yeah. Well, what's on the big show tonight? Light news day. Anything interesting on?
Yeah, well, the issue is abortion rights tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to the head of Planned Parenthood for California, Jody Hicks. We're going to talk to the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta. We're going to talk to the head of the California Family Council, which is a pro-life organization named Jeffrey Keller, about what they're doing and their celebration of this. And then we're going to talk about the politics of it and some of the legal analysis of Reba Martin and Brian Goldsmith are our panel. So it's a, you know, sort of all in on this issue. Reformulating and all, the whole show today, try to make it all work.
Yeah, I imagine everything changed this morning at, you know, a little after 7. The whole newscast changed today.
The whole everything changed.
Yeah,
really. It was one of those nights where I stayed until 1 o'clock last night getting everything ready to be done.
Oh,
and finished
God.
It and then woke
threw
up to that this
trash.
Morning. But that's okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's wild. All right, so the whole show is going to be Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. What do you make of all this?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, first of all, there are deep red states that, you know, the majority of the people there don't want abortion, and that's fine. They don't want it there, and, you know, you can choose to live there or not live there. But there are, you know, states like California, Oregon, and Washington where this decision has no bearing at all. You know, this state will always protect and always has protected the rights of women, and the Supreme Court's not going to overturn that. So if you live in California, it almost doesn't affect you. It affects women outside of California, but not women in California.
Although we could see a lot more women coming from outside California to get abortions here.
That's right.
The state is talking about putting together a $125 million fund to help people come here from other states to get abortions here. That's part of what we discussed tonight and some of the different measures they're taking. Planned Parenthood said since the Texas decision went in place, they've had 1,500 people a month coming here from Texas to get abortions in California. And they expect now that this has happened nationwide, 26 states, that number is just going to explode.
Right.
In the months ahead.
You know, in the old days, you know, forever and ever and ever, abortions were illegal and for the most part still are in Ireland for any abortion. And so you would have to get on a boat and go over to England to get an abortion and then come back to Ireland. And the old line was, you know, I'm going to England, you know, bring me back a carton of cigarettes. You know, it was that common that people would do that.
Mm.
And so that's going to happen here in California. Corporations have also stepped up and said, you know, that they'll pay for their employees to fly to a state, whatever state's closest or they want to go to get an abortion, you know, pay for their meals, the hotel, the rent a car, the flight and everything.
It really is interesting, isn't it, how political corporations have gotten recently?
Yes.
I mean, they always, but it's gotten more so that way in the last few years.
Yes.
And them trying to be kind of woke and on the right side and putting out statements in a way that they haven't in the past. And in some way, some corporations, it's hurt them, I think, with people in the middle of the country who really don't like them getting involved with stuff like that. But then part of it is making their employees happy, too.
Yeah. And look, I never wanted, my wife and I never talked about having children. And it's a discussion we never had. We never talked about how we want a big family or have a child or raise a child or whatever. And then my wife got pregnant. And obviously we weren't
going to. How'd that happen?
Well, you know.
Hey, now it's a children's show here.
That's right, Alex. You know, it's not after 10. What's wrong with you? That filthy mind.
Yeah.
But anyway, she got pregnant and, you know, we weren't going to, you know, we never even thought of, you know, of not having her. And it, by a billion trillion light years, it's been the best thing I've ever done in my life. Not the second place thing is not even in the same universe.
What would the second place thing be?
I don't know. The second place thing, obviously, you know, meeting my my wife and hanging out with her all these years.
Go.
You know, that's pretty good.
That was the right answer.
Oh,
that was
God.
The right answer.
I think you're on the list, but you're not in the. You're like in the top. You're in the top five.
Yeah.
Your phone calls on Friday are in the top five.
I thought it was going to be a call that you made at Santa Anita. That was going to be, and if you put that ahead of your wife, you were really going to be in trouble this weekend.
I will say being at Staples and watching the Kings win a Stanley Cup is in the top five, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
And that could be happening tonight in Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly right. But anyway, so I will say, though, that, you know, obviously everybody's different and everybody has their own opinion, and I don't want to change anybody's opinion. But if you are on the fence about keeping a kid or aborting a kid, the fetus, whatever, I would seriously think about it, because having a child is one of the great things you could ever possibly do. And when they say, well, you know, there's the downside of, you know, changing the diapers and being up all night and all that stuff, it's all 100% worth it. It was the greatest thing I've ever, ever done in my life. And we'll go, you know, I got a good kid. I imagine if you have a kid that's crazy, that might be a different story. Right?
Of course, pro-choice people would say you were in a loving, committed relationship
and that
you were in a place where you could afford it. Made that choice.
I totally get it.
So that there are lots of sides on this. It's
that's
very
why I'm not sitting here preaching all the time. I'm just saying, in my case, it was great. All right, buddy, I'll be listening or watching tonight at 10:30 on Channel 11.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Giant stud. All right, see you, buddy. There he goes, Alex Michelson. All right. Issue is tonight, 10:30 on Fox 11 News. We're live on KFI monitoring all the protests. If anything crazy breaks out, we'll have that for you. But right now, very, very peaceful. Roe v. Wade was overturned this morning in the Supreme Court. So we'll have any, when they're on TV, they will be on TV. And if anything happens crazy or if there's just a big group and they shut down traffic, we'll have that for you. Meanwhile, keep an eye on the Stanley Cup Finals. It's in Denver, Colorado. And the Denvers are up 3-1. But Tampa Bay, with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left, is winning this game.
Ooh.
And it looks like the Avs have just been called for too many men on the ice, which they did in game 4 and didn't get called for, and that's how they scored. So the Avs are getting a penalty for too many men on the ice, and this is now you don't know whether they pull their goalie or not, but then they'll just be even strength. Let's see if they're going to give them a penalty for this, for the too many men on the ice. It looks like they are. So Denver, if they lose this game, and still there's 2 minutes and 43 seconds left. Oh, yeah, they are going to give them this penalty because they put more time on the clock. And the Denver fans are just depressed out of their minds. Because you know somebody spent $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to be in that arena. What do they call it there? The Pepsi Arena?
I believe it's called the Ball Center now.
The Ball Center. Okay. Well, the Ball Center has people there probably paid $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a ticket. And they wanted to celebrate. And they wanted to see their Avs win tonight. And they still might. But now Tampa Bay has a power play with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left, which is not good if you're an Avs fan. Because if they score another one here, it's almost over. So we'll see if what the final is there, and we'll have that for you. So lots going on. We have that the Stanley Cup final, watching the protests. Lots going on. Lots of action in L.A. tonight. All right, this is interesting. Two planes collided on the runway, and they didn't even know it?
The scare on the runway at Kennedy Airport. Get this. One plane hit another on the tarmac. Then that plane still took off on a flight to Europe.
Wait a minute. That plane hit another plane, and then the guy still took off, and they flew not to Boston, not to Detroit. They flew to Europe.
Then that plane still took off on a flight to Europe. Our transportation correspondent, Gio Benitez, is at JFK. Gio, this might be the first hit and run I've ever heard of involving planes.
Oh, that's great. Can you imagine being on that plane and seeing the wings hit each other? And you're like, okay, obviously, we're not going to go anywhere. The plane just hit another plane. Then they take off. Next stop is Europe. The whole flight, you're like, holy crap, wow, what's going on here?
Oh, no. Seatbelt undone, walking through the aisle till they stop that plane. Running up and down, naked if I need to. We are not going anywhere.
And I 100% believe you would do that.
Yeah, man.
Out of all the people here.
I just said he would.
Yeah. My reaction, I'd be sitting there and I would say, hey, Crozier, go up there and say something.
Did you just see what happened, Crozier? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, go say something,
and
Crozier.
And I would be saying, oh, they must know what they're doing.
That's right. Yeah, right. And Angel would be talking to the guy next to her, having a drink and showing her slippers.
So it's naughty, N-A-U-T-I.
That's right. And then Steph Fu, she'll be like, yeah, those idiots nailed me with that. Oh, by the way, sir, Ridgemont, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, where'd those kids go to school? That's exactly what happened. All right.
Let's find out. We had a couple other another groups of people. We've got the 101 freeway at Broadway in Chinatown. There's apparently another group in traffic there.
On the freeway?
Yeah, apparently on the 101 at Broadway. And we also just got this big one that just came across. 2,000 people at the Alton Parkway in Culver Drive in Irvine.
Wow.
No.
Oh, no. That's you got to drive through that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Bellio. Oh, and they... You were hoping the Supreme Court would do this over July 4th.
I asked.
Yeah, you didn't have to deal with it. But, man, they just don't. They're not on your vibe and your schedule, man. No. It's just so rude.
Well, as long as they go to the park, there's no danger of her running across them.
That's right. Yeah. Go Go to the Great Park.
Thank you.
Bella's never been there. Been down, you know, 7 years. Never been to that park, man. All right, so so we've got one in Redlands. We've got one in Highland and Hollywood. We've got another one downtown. And then another one in Irvine. Is it Irvine?
Yeah.
Irvine, okay. All right, so we have four big ones right now. Four big ones. And so we'll keep an eye on all of those. Let's get back to this, how these planes hit each other. What's going on here?
Well, TJ, listen, this is really a head-scratcher because first, that plane hit another. Then it was cleared for takeoff without inspection. And then in the air, the pilot did not turn around.
Oh, man! Oh, man! All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more of that story. That's a crazy story! We're live on KFI AM at 640.